it means is that they need to be somewhat cognizant of how they're reaching out to people and who they're reaching when they engage in all sorts of outreach, whether that outreach occurs online or offline. And I think, you know, they need to recognize, you know, who that represents and, you know, make sure that they get the broadest possible viewpoint.
And so how do you combine the online means where you might be getting that rarefied sample? Is there any logical way of combining that with other sources of feedback, such as, what, phone calls?
Phone calls are one thing. Actually, one of the interesting things that we found is that there are certain types of online outreach that are not as stratified by age and income and education, which are the typical things that drive political participation in this country. And one of the things that we found that offered a little bit of hope for the future with this type of outreach is that outreach that occurred using things like blogs or social networking sites actually had a very different demographic flavor to it than outreach that occurred by other online means. And in particular, what it did was it drew in very young adults who are often not very involved in other forms of political engagement. So in one sense, you know, the internet isn't revolutionizing the way you know, people get involved with politics. On the other hand, it definitely offers some hope that these new tools will alter those longstanding patterns that characterize a lot of engagement.
So what I think the researcher, correct me if I'm wrong here, is what you're saying is that the approach that the administration is taking now and many of the agencies using all the tools like Twitter, Facebook, all the different social networks, as well as their traditional website, would then ensure that they got the widest audience participating?
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to get everyone, I don't think, because there's a lot of factors that go into why people get involved in government, get involved in political issues, and it goes beyond just access. You also have to, you know, feel like your voice is going to be heard. You have to feel like, you know, what you say is going to make a difference. Someone has to come and ask you, hey, we're doing this. You have to know that these types of issues are taking part. But to the extent that you can combine, you know, traditional outreach with traditional online types of tools, with these new types of tools that are coming on, you may not reach everyone, but to the extent that you can do that, you can certainly get as broad a group as possible taking part in what you're trying to do.
We're speaking with Aaron Smith. He's research specialist at the Pew Internet and American Life Project. I'm wondering, did the survey show any other cuts? In other words, are there differences in the response rates to these various media that may cut across other demographic criteria, such as race, for example?
Race is a little bit of a factor, although race is not as much of an independent factor once you account for things like income and education. So to the extent that minority groups are not taking part in the civic debate, that's in large part due to the fact that their, you know, income and education levels are generally lower on average than the rest of the population. One of the interesting things we found actually is that seniors, while they are not online in as great a number as some other groups or as younger adults, we're actually quite active online when you look at the group of seniors who have internet access and go online. So that was actually one of the interesting findings that we found that I think maybe surprised us a little bit is just how active sort of wired seniors are when it comes to these types of activities.
And is there something else in the survey that surprised you in particular that you think agencies should know as they do this type of online citizen engagement?
One of the things that surprised us actually was the fact that when we looked at people who contacted a government official and we looked at people who contacted via email or people who contacted a government official by sending a letter through the post office or making a phone call, one of the things that we found was really interesting is that both of those groups were equally likely to get a response back from the official And more importantly, were actually equally likely to be satisfied with the response that they had received. And I think that was not what we were necessarily expecting. We had heard that you know, government officials and agencies were inundated with email and were having a very hard time dealing with the volume of email they had received. So that was actually an interesting finding for us and indicates that you know, government officials and agencies are growing more adept and getting used to handling that mode of communication relative to traditional means.
Well, for the most part, agencies don't really make it easy to find a particular individual's email address. Some agencies do a great job, for example.
Right, and I think,
you know, NIST.
Obviously, certainly not everyone was satisfied with their response, but it was interesting to see that those sort of satisfaction rates were pretty much identical for online or offline contact, which was something I don't think we expected.
So any advice for the administration, as it seems to be pretty much committed to this form of communication with the public?
I think there's a lot smarter people in the administration's web team than I am. But, you know, I think the big takeaway from our study is that you know, the internet is not necessarily altering some very fundamental long-standing patterns in civic engagement, but to the extent that it is bringing in younger voters who may possibly alter the socioeconomic flavor of the future debate, I think that's good news.
So it's probably safe to say that as if you consider this a form of research, that any researcher has to be cognizant of the biases that might be coming in a sample and
Indeed.
In the way the questions are asked, that applies just as much to online as to any other medium.
Absolutely.